SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on a new benefit linked to a popular weight loss drug.
Wegovy isn't just for losing weight anymore. The Food and Drug Administration's approving new uses for Wegovy. Now the agency says doctors can prescribe it to help reduce the risk of stroke, heart attacks, and other serious heart problems in patients who are overweight. A study found it helped reduce the risk by about 20% in those who don't also have diabetes. The label change was requested by drug maker Novo Nordisk, and this could help push Medicare to pay for prescriptions. Wegovy is costly, and it's in short supply. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There are conflicting stories about an aid drop to Gaza this evening. Hamas media says five people were killed and several injured after a parachute landing a humanitarian airdrop failed to open, bringing a pallet crashing down into a crowd of people. That information is being denied by Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder.
Press reports that U.S. airdrops resulted in civilian casualties on the ground are false, as we've confirmed that all of our aid bundles landed safely on the ground.
A federal judge has upheld the use of an immigration program that allows up to 30,000 migrants from four countries into the U.S. per month. The ruling Friday came in response to a lawsuit from Republican-leaning states that argued the humanitarian parole program created a shadow immigration system. They also said the Biden administration program economically burdened states receiving migrants with rising costs of health care, education, and public safety. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points, the Nasdaq dropped 188, the S&P 500 lower by 33. This is SRN News. A North Carolina pastor is getting a second chance to go to Congress.
The Reverend Mark Harris this week won the Republican nomination for a U.S. House seat in North Carolina. His victory comes after a 2018 absentee ballot scandal. 6 years ago, Harris received the most votes in his election, but agreed with state officials to hold a new race after his political operative collected blank and partially filled absentee ballots and turned them in as votes for him. Harris was not accused of any wrongdoing. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Former Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is coming out with a new book this spring that chronicles God's faithfulness in his political career. Morrison says his book is not about what he accomplished, but how God sustained and encouraged him in good times and bad. The book's title, Plans for Your Good, is taken from a scripture passage in Jeremiah 29, the book's foreword written by former Vice President Mike Pence. SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports that experts are going to be watching zoos and sizing up an animal's perspective of an upcoming solar eclipse.
Several zoos along the path will be monitoring changes in behavior when the skies dim next month. In the past,
the flamingos all gathered around their chicks.
Adam Hartstone Rose at North Carolina State University is leading the team. There was a Komodo dragon.
They're a little bit scary, but they don't do anything.
But when the eclipse started,
just in those couple minutes during the eclipse, it started running around and had a reaction.
For this eclipse, some but not all of these animals will be observed.
We're going to look at a different group of gorillas and see if they behave the same way as previously.
One researcher says eclipses mimic short, fast-moving storms. When skies darken, many animals take shelter. I'm Ed Donahue.
They previously detected other strange animal behaviors in 2017. More details at SRNnews.com.